Enabling resilience. A resilient supply chain is one that is agile and reliable. A global lean supply chain can be highly efficient, but it assumes that disruptions are rare. However, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, the UCA, are all increasing rapidly and robust solutions are needed. While an organization cannot prepare for unknown risks, for example, black swans, or even every known risk, they can invest in capabilities that allow for rapid responses to leading indicators of risks or risk events. Organizations and supply chains can increase their resilience by building in redundancy or flexibility. Redundancy can be created by establishing safety stock, using multiple suppliers, even when more expensive, and intentionally setting low capacity utilization rates. Redundancy or flexibility of raw material supply or logistics services supply requires taking a deeper dive into the resilience of one's suppliers and their suppliers. One can move toward working with the most resilient suppliers and/or improve the resilience of existing suppliers, especially those with room for improvements and a willingness to improve. Efficiency-focused supply chains may have to avoid some expensive resilience initiatives, but cannot omit all of them. To increase an organization's flexibility, mechanisms or indicators need to be put in place that can sense threats and react quickly and accordingly. Investing in fluid and flexible organizations and networks allows resilience to be affordable and capable of responding to new types of risks. For example, Lenovo foresaw that COVID-19 was a risk and built up additional raw materials in late 2019 and also leveraged its diversified manufacturing base to move much of production out of China in 2020, avoiding serious disruption. Resources for designing resilience into a supply chain and validating its existence include ISO 22316, Security and Resilience, is a standard for increasing an organization's ability to anticipate sudden or gradually emerging threats and opportunities and develop coordinated and integrated responses. The standard can help to understand the other parties involved and their interdependencies. The ASCM Resilient Supply Chain Benchmark, conducted by the Economist Intelligence Unit, looks at operational supply chain resilience, return to normal state of affairs, and strategic supply chain resilience, adapt to the new normal. Resilience is not measured to an absolute standard. It can be assessed only in comparison to one's own improvement or versus how well others are performing, which is why benchmarking in this area is vital.